YouTube/VloggerAU, Harry's Impossible Video Diary. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opalsong. Part 13 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. Complete crack for a 5+ headcanons about an AU. Ask game. Well, if we're going by characters I know best, then HP, I guess. And okay, this is kind of crack. A lot of crack. Number one. Harry started his channel as some diary or therapy thing. But his life is kind of nuts, so it's super popular. Except that Harry, for some reason, thinks it isn't and never checks comments, views, etc. Harry started this because a friend said it might help. He never shows his full face because he doesn't understand how to work the camera or lighting, and he just goes by the Chosen One. And he talks very vaguely, but somehow super directly about his problems. It does make him feel better to be getting this out there, both semi-privately and semi-publicly, like talking to a humming void. Except Harry's pretty cute, from what can be seen, and pretty funny, and his stories are both hilarious and cool. And sound vaguely conspiring theorist. And what even is your life? So he accumulates viewers who are weirded out, suspicious but intrigued, don't even care if it's real, etc. Who either think he's lying or magic or are supremely concerned for his safety and about the parents slash guardians in this teenage boy's life. The stories go like, so there's this old guy on my street, old Nick, and, well, I think he and his wife Penny are chemists. Or drug cookers. They're convinced they've created a philosopher's stone, and there's this guy trying to steal it. Except their friend at Bingo convinced them not to call the cops and get their own protections. He's been trying to break in for months, and he's not doing so great. So far, the thief's been bitten by their dog Fluffy and their lizard Troll, attacked by Penny's dozen carnivorous budgies, poisoned by nettle wine somehow, clubbed by a bunch of trapped chess-themed garden gnomes, strangled by their really wild garden, and IDK, I'm really concerned, guys. I'm gonna go over there with a baseball bat and my friends and check it out. And Harry appears the next day with this wild conspiracy theory heist thing, where the guy turned out to have a split personality and was working for this terrorist guy, and ended up being carted off by the Goblin Mafia right before the cops showed up. It was wild. It's all like this. So there's this escaped python or gator in the sewers, and I'm gonna go catch it because I think it kidnapped my friend's sister. Accidentally blew up my aunt. Whoops. My godfather escaped from jail, and now this weird security group is hanging around my school, and IDK, guys, I think someone's trying to kill me. Okay, I think I'm having a transfer year in Europe, and also entered this weird survivor game show, then those terrorists showed up. A weird dictator government has taken over my school? Chem teacher murdered the principal instead of my classmate. Oops, now I'm on the run from the law. This is a fun year. I don't know anything about camping. And Harry shows up with all sorts of cuts and burns and sports accidents. And a giant snake tooth and all sorts of weird souvenirs from his adventures. The whole thing is kind of like the person version of Bigfoot had a YouTube channel. and went on weird Tintin-style adventures. Harry tries to take the camera with him and catches blurry footage of him fighting a snake with a knife or breaking into an X-Files-esque facility. 2. Hermione runs a book review and study guide channel, making quick review sessions for an insane number of topics. It's not clear what academic level she is or what program she's taking. It seems to be all of them. Which is pretty straightforward. They're neatly lit and neatly edited and entirely above board and everything. Except sometimes she shows up with cuts or burns or bruises, or mentions some stupid thing her friend did this week. And then sometimes her guide moves off academic and more into oddly specific practical stuff. Like, I know we were talking about biology this week, but today I want to talk about how to disable a home intruder. I got sort of inspired this week, so we are going to first talk about home security and then how to use your environment to your advantage in a fight for your valuables. Which is kind of weird, right? But not exactly weirder than that video where she describes how to fight a snake, or that one about how to use time management properly, which is followed by a video about how to use time management in case you ever need to break someone out of anywhere, or that one about coping with your friend entering a dangerous and probably illegal contest, which is followed by hairstyling and how to deal with your new Bulgarian boyfriend not being able to pronounce your name. She's made a couple of shadowed guest appearances in Harry's videos, but no one is quite sure who that girl is yet. Hermione's videos on how to study for your French or bio exam kind of puts people off the scent a little. Everybody is pretty convinced that Hermione is like MacGyver. Is there anything she can't do and then make a video guide about? Her username is Insufferable Know-It-All. 3. Fred and George run the greatest prank channel ever, along with inventing various things with various appearances by Lee making hilarious commentary and Angela with a fire extinguisher. This is pretty obvious. It's like Mythbusters meets a pranking show. They have their set on fire every single episode. It's a running joke at this point. They're raising money to get an official show and store, and they have a website of pranking stuff and t-shirts. They frequently mention their mysterious benefactor, who's helped them out a lot. Said mysterious benefactor unintentionally gives them a fortune in advertising in his videos about fleeing from corrupt security guards in black on his skateboard to save his escaped convict godfather using a scheme that involves an escaped convict zoo ostrich named Buckbeak. Which explains Hermione's video on how to stop a giant, fluffy dinosaur from eating your hair, and how to navigate places with large animals. 4. Molly Weasley obviously runs the best baking channel ever! Ron, who frequently appears in Harry's videos, and in the background slash off-screen as Hermione's boyfriend, and in Fred and George's videos as an assistant and prank target, helps her film these. She's a bit nervous in front of the camera and doesn't know how to work it, so Ron calms her down and helps his mom out. He's a pretty great cameraman, with an eye for the technical. Ron is kind of like this internet ghost. He just sort of appears everywhere, helping Harry get a date for the weird tournament Yule dance contest, complaining about fleeing from giant spiders in a Ford Angela, with haywire remote control systems, etc. That he appears in this really good baking channel is weird, but also hardly the weirdest. 5. Assorted headcanons. Nymphadora Tonks is an Interpol agent who runs an amazing makeup channel, specializing in complete transformations and movie effects. Neville Longbottom talks about plants, plants, and more plants. He is the nicest and the cutest and gives really great advice. Luna Lovegood is basically the Quibbler given video form. The end.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!